Sharp's Escape by Bernard Cornwell. Read by William Gaminara. Part 1. Chapter 1. Mr. Sharp was in a bad mood. A filthy mood. He was looking for trouble, in Sergeant Harper's opinion, and Harper was rarely wrong about Captain Sharp. And Sergeant Harper knew well enough not to engage his captain in conversation when Sharp was in such a black temper. But on the other hand, Harper liked to live dangerously.
"I see your uniform's been mended, sir," he said cheerily.
Sharp ignored the comment. He just marched on, climbing the bare Portuguese slope under the searing sun. It was September 1810, almost autumn, yet the heat of late summer hammered the landscape like a furnace. At the top of the hill, another mile or so ahead of Sharp, stood a barn-like stone building next to a gaunt telegraph station. The station was a black timber scaffolding supporting a high mast from which signalling arms hung motionless in the afternoon's heat.
"That's a rare nice piece of stitching on that jacket," Harper went on, sounding as though he didn't have a care in the world. "And I can tell you didn't do it yourself. It looks like a woman's work, so it does."
He inflected the last three words as a question. Sharp still said nothing. His long, straight-bladed cavalry sword banged against his left thigh as he climbed. He had a rifle slung on his shoulder. An officer was not supposed to carry a long arm, like his men, but Sharp had once been a private, and he was used to carrying a proper gun to war.
"Was it someone you met in Lisbon, nay?"
Harper persisted. Sharp simmered, but pretended he hadn't heard.